This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, May 27th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories as we head into this holiday weekend. Topic number 5, Russia and Ukraine. I told you this week about a group of representatives in Congress, all Republican, demanding accountability from the Biden administration for the $54 billion in military aid that we're sending to Ukraine. As you remember, Joe Biden asked for $33 billion, a nudge-nudge, wink-wink for conspiracy theorists. Congress added another $7 billion to that, on top of the $14 billion we've already allocated. Again, nearly as much as Russia spends on its entire military in a year. Two dozen House Republicans, led by Yvette Harrell, who represents New Mexico, sent a letter to the Biden White House Monday demanding some answers as to where these weapons are going. Because it's being reported by the corporate media now that the Biden administration can't guarantee that these weapons are actually getting to Ukraine. They could be winding up on the black market. But as long as the military-industrial complex is turning a quarterly profit, that appears to be okay. It seems that based on the votes in both the House and the Senate, which were overwhelmingly bipartisan in favor of shoveling all this money to the weapons industry, that both Republicans and Democrats, our elected representatives in Congress, are afraid to speak up and say anything that might anger the military intelligence complex, which begs the question, who's really running this country? Meanwhile, another Russian oligarch has died under strange circumstances. Billionaire Alexander Subotin, age 43, chief of Kremlin-aligned gas giant Lukoil, was found dead after reportedly looking for a cure for a hangover. He went to spirit healers Magua Flores and Tina Cordoba. They injected toad venom under his skin as a cure. Local media say that Subotin died of a heart attack after subsequently taking the herb valerian, which is known to cause abnormal heart rhythm in some people. But Subotin is just the latest, the seventh in a line of some of the country's wealthiest men who have died since the beginning of the war between Russia and Ukraine. Topic number 4, the Quad. Not the Squad, the Quad. This is these are the four nations aligned to try to counter China in its own backyard. This was mainly just a concept of the U.S., Australia, Japan, and India until former President Trump back in 2017 said, hey, guys, we need to do something here because China is the big geopolitical threat in our future. This was, of course, before Biden was installed as president and realigned us as the great enemy of Russia. Anyway, this is the fourth time in less than 2 years that the leaders of these four nations have met. Again, it's just amusing watching how one policy after another, Trump policy after another, ditched during Biden's first week in office are now quietly being revived because, you know, they were actually good ideas. Topic number 3, the Great Reset. A few stories under this headline this week. We told you about Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla is openly talking about how wonderful it is that they're putting microchips in pills now. Bourla announced this at the World Economic Forum's meeting in Davos, Switzerland last week, where he brought up the idea of the microchipped pill and talked about how great it would be to for compliance, because the chip would then be able to send a signal to confirm to an app on your phone, which might also alert your doctor or the pertinent government authorities that you were, in fact, complying with your medical regimen. They will sell it to us as necessary for the elderly, our parents, our grandparents who are getting up in years, but it will not stop there. This is all about compliance with government dictates. And to that end, a tech executive at the World Economic Forum last week, J. Michael Evans, president of Alibaba Group, which is the big Chinese tech company, discussed new technology being developed that would track your individual carbon footprint. According to Evans, quote, we're developing through technology an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? Where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming? End quote. Evans called this an individual carbon footprint tracker and told attendees at the World Economic Forum meetings to stay tuned as the technology isn't fully developed yet, but is expected to be operational soon. Tracking and controlling our energy use, maybe even basing a new digital currency on energy use, something like, oh, the carbon credit, credit to Patrick M. Wood, the author of the book Technocracy Rising, for that one. This has been a goal, Wood writes in that book, since the technocracy movement really began in the 1930s. So it wasn't really a surprise on Monday when President Biden said the quiet part out loud again and described record-high gasoline and diesel prices as an incredible transition to a green new future. Controlling our energy usage, all part of technocracy rising. Hashtag Great Reset. Topic number two, monkeypox, a big story this week. Again, I say do not panic. This virus does not spread easily from human to human, although it does spread after prolonged face-to-face contact, which is a nice way of saying physical intimacy. Having said that now, Portuguese virologists have reported that this strain of the monkeypox virus appears to have evolved far more than expected. This virus is normally only seen in Africa. It has emerged about 220 cases worldwide in the Northern Hemisphere, which have been traced back to a couple of raves involving mainly gay and bisexual men in Spain and Belgium. But again, the question is, if this is mutated faster than you would expect for a double-stranded DNA-based virus, as compared to coronaviruses, which are RNA-based and mutate very rapidly, how did it mutate rapidly? And how did it get to these raves in Spain and Belgium? Again, for context, only about 220 cases worldwide. No need to panic. Coming up, the big story of the week, the demon in Uvalde. That's next on the Friday Five.
Dear Lord, we just want to come before you, and I want to thank you for this opportunity that you have given me to speak to somebody that may need to hear it. All the parents out there that need to know how to reach their children, how to raise them, and most importantly, to protect them. I feel that you have placed this message on my heart to share, and that the people that need to hear this will be able to hear it with open ears and open hearts. You have commanded us to protect and teach our children. And I just pray that my words will help anybody that's out there, because these are not my words, Lord, they're yours. And I just pray that you will cover this presentation and help it reach the people that it needs to. I just thank you again for this opportunity that you are giving me, because I'm nobody. I'm just being an obedient servant. And let everybody know that they do have a calling on their life, whether it is being a parent or being that school teacher or being that cousin or aunt or whatever it is, Lord, they have the power to help shape our young people. And it's so needed. Our kids are hurting. And they are under such attack right now. And people need to know what some of those attacks even are, because some of us don't even know. I just pray that everything that's about to be said, Lord, will come directly from you. Push me out of the way and let your words come through. Let your Holy Spirit take control of this presentation. Thank you for everything that you are going to do with this and the lives that it will touch and impact. Not because of me, but because of what you are wanting to do with it. Thank you again for everything that you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference, the unveiling. Register now. Scan the QR code or log on to defenderconference.com.
Deep in the earth, the Dark God plots and waits as the day is coming when he will be released from his chains to loose literal hell on earth. This most terrible time in human history is known by the ancients as Old Saturn's Reign. SkyWatch TV is proud to present the Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package. When you order Derek Gilbert's new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy from the SkyWatch TV store, you'll also also receive Derek's mind-blowing 13-part video study guide for his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn on DVD, packed with paradigm-shifting revelation and a running time of over 4 hours. In his book, The Second Coming of Saturn, Derek speaks of a new age that began December 21st, 2020. Many experts pointed to the cosmic anomaly known as the Great Conjunction, a meeting in the sky of the planets Jupiter and Saturn, as the triggering event heralding a new golden age ruled by Saturn, the old god who once reigned over a world of peace and plenty. But it's a lie. In this groundbreaking book, you'll also discover why Lucifer is Saturn, not Satan, evidence that Saturn was the leader of the rebellious sons of God, the identity of Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit, the connection between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives, hidden Bible prophecies of God's final judgment on Saturn and the Watchers. Also included in this special offer, Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's new book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, where he details his upbringing as a young Jewish man confronted with the truth of Jesus the Messiah, and how he unknowingly stumbled upon the ancient and primordial prophecy that is connected to every major prophetic event in Scripture. In 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, you will learn how God's very first prophecy impacts every chapter of Scripture, see the catastrophic consequences of Satan's plan to eliminate the Jews, recognize how Satan's insidious and pervasive agenda has invaded every sphere of influence, be empowered by the Holy Spirit to play an important part in defeating Satan's diabolical agenda. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Second Coming of Saturn 13-Part Study Guide. In this exclusive DVD, author and researcher Derek Gilbert personally takes you through all 33 chapters of his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and provides a deep dive into his research, including complete chapter breakdowns with ancient artifacts, maps, and other teaching devices. This tool provides hands-on access directly from the source. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So unearth the ancient prophecies of our Messiah and the rebellious dark gods as you discover the second coming of Saturn. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package, available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one this week, of course, what happened in Uvalde, Texas. You know by now, on Tuesday, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos took a semi-automatic rifle into a school in Uvalde, shot dead 19 children, two teachers, before he himself was shot by Border Patrol team. Disturbing details have emerged since the first reports of this massacre. Law enforcement authorities are facing criticism and questions over how much time elapsed before law enforcement entered the school. Investigators unable to say with any certainty whether an armed school district security officer outside Robb Elementary School exchanged fire with Ramos when he first arrived on Tuesday. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McCross said Wednesday that 40 minutes and 1 hour elapsed between the time Ramos arrived at the school and the time that the tactical team from the Border Patrol shot him. A witness who watched from his house across the street said women shouted at police, "Go in there! Go in there!" Think about the horror. 40 minutes, if you're a parent. Well, that young man had free rein. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz did not give a timeline, but said repeatedly that the tactical officers did not hesitate. They entered the building as soon as they arrived on the scene, moved quickly, lining up behind us in a stack behind an agent with a shield. But a law enforcement official speaking anonymously, because he didn't have authority to reveal this, said that once in the building, the Border Patrol agents had to locate a school district employee with a key so they could open the classroom door. This is tragic. And I know that there are many who feel that many of these mass shooting events at our schools are the consequence of taking prayer out of the schools decades ago, thanks to the Supreme Court. That certainly is one cause, but it would not solve it. Putting rote prayer back in school wouldn't solve it. What is happening is we are taking God out of our culture, out of our homes. Gun control will not solve this issue. What will solve this issue is when Jesus Christ returns to bring justice to this world. The only way to stop people from exercising their free will to do evil things is for the government to impose such a lockdown on our society that nobody can do anything without government approval. If we want to live in a free society, sadly, there will be those like Salvador Ramos who choose to use their free will to do evil. But if we train up our children in the way they should go, teaching them to love the Lord their God with all of their hearts, souls, and minds, that will help put a stop to future events like the horror in Uvalde. That's why we do what we do at Skywatch TV, and that's why our Skywatch Defender Conference, the unveiling, is on through August 13th. Not only do you get the 24 presentations when you sign up, you get unlimited access through August 13th for the 5 Skywatch Films documentaries, which include Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, How the Enemy is Using Children to Perpetuate This Cycle of Evil and Violence by Corrupting the Most Innocent Among Us. It's not just trafficking for physical purposes, but also for occult purposes. That documentary, the winner of a Gold Telly Award at the 2021 Telly Awards ceremonies, one of only 5 out of 13,000 entries so awarded. You can watch that with instant access in full HD by signing up for the Defender Conference now. Again, all 5 Skywatch Films documentaries, plus 24 cutting-edge presentations available now, DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. This week in Skywatch TV, we discuss my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, the connection between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives, among the topics. Also, the connection between the old entity called Saturn and what happened at the U.S. Capitol last January 6th. Believe it or not, there is, in my view, a connection and a prophetic significance to that connection. You can find out by watching the program on Skywatch TV. Our over-the-air broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. If you've got Roku or Apple TV, of course, you can watch the program right now as we release the programs a couple of days ahead of time, actually, on our set-top box channels. You can also download our free mobile app. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. Also gets you important news and a schedule of our upcoming events from Skywatch TV. This is a free app. We have links to the app stores posted for your convenience at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend, and pray for the people of Uvalde, Texas. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.